Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office to hold annual drug take-back event this weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is hosting the Community Drug Take-Back event this Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event is held in conjunction with the Drug Enforcement Administration. According to the press release from the Sheriff's Office, the purpose of the event is to bring any expired, unused, or unwanted medications from your home to dispose of with no questions asked. Each year in the United States, thousands of people are sickened or even killed by accidental medication overdose. More frightening still is that criminals gain access to homes to steal medications. Pets are not immune to medication overdose either, and sometimes get into unattended medications left in their reach. The Sheriff's Office encourages everyone to rid their homes or personal space of any unused, expired, or unwanted medications, no questions asked. There are drop boxes in the lobby of the Campbell County Sheriff's Office at 600 West Box Elder Road, as well as the Gillette Police Department at 201 East 5th Street. These boxes are accessible 24 hours a day, and all medications will be properly destroyed by law enforcement. If you have any questions about the drug take-back event, please contact the Sheriff's Office. Game and Fish Department faces budget constraints. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department has faced financial challenges since being cut off from the state's general fund, leading to stagnant budgets amidst rising costs. The Wyoming Tribune-Eagle reported the legislature basically asked the department to run as a business, but they weren't given all the tools in the toolbox they would need to do so, according to Game and Fish Deputy Director of Internal Operations, Eric Wiltanger. Without assistance from the general fund, the department relies on licenses, tags, and fees for about 85% of its budget. The other 15% comes through federal taxes on fishing and hunting equipment and grants. With limited revenue resources, the department is struggling to cover expenses for labor, equipment, and wildlife damage claims. Recent attempts to increase revenue through fee adjustments has been unsuccessful in the state legislature. This past session, a bill was proposed for an increase of about 10% for non-resident fishing licenses, but the bill failed a vote for introduction. As a result, the department is exploring ways they can generate additional revenue while tightening budgets and deferring maintenance. However, these measures may not be sustainable in the long term, potentially affecting the department's ability to address emergencies and invest in priority projects. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.